beginnen kein Daten, sagt das Nase darf, hey, beginnen nochmal, beginnen Test Master, beginnen with the Gemara, which the Gemara said that, wait a second, you're learning it from Yamim. Well, how do you know that means to say 12 months? But you should learn out that Rebbe himself says, as the Maschal says, in Yom Pachos Mishnayim, when it says Yamim, it means not less than two, meaning what it's referring to is the Dorash Miyam Tiyagulasa. He expands in the words that from days should be his redemption, that whoever's redeeming it cannot redeem it less than 2 days have passed by. So maybe it means to say that the Noz Oilm every 2 days could lighten the load from his head. Shan the Gemara answers, continue next time, the Bebez Yom like a credit. No. In 2 days, there's no heaviness of the here. And therefore, Mestamalay Niskabel Gezer Shemahani. We can presume that that's not what the Gezer was going on, because the whole point is about lightening the load, and there's no load in 2 days. El Rebbe Meshmois, it's from the understanding the Yamin, the Hainu, what does that mean? Which Yom, what does the Yom refer to? Not the idea of 2 days having passed by, but the Hainu Shon Tigulasa, what the Pasuk says, that for a year is going to be his redemption. Shagol Achre Bez Yamin, that after 2 days pass, then he can redeem Kol Shon the whole year, could have said, like it says after that, in Lo Yigol, unless Lo Shon Tmima, if he doesn't redeem until a whole year has passed, almost you see the Kol Shon the whole year he can redeem. That's what the word Yom is referring to. Tinek says, Master, we're going to with the words of the Gemara, Telach the Bnei Yisrael, Lasanis Labas Yiftach Dal Yom Hashana, that the Jewish women would go to lament to the daughter of Yiftach 4 days in the year. Now, Mashba sounds like, so you'll take 12 months divided by four times a year. Besef Kol Gimel Chadoshim Hochel Livis, that after every 3 months they would go to sea. And maybe Yom means 3 months. Hashan the Gemara answers, as the Tais the Mask, Bnei Yadin, and how do we know, as Tais explains the Machalkin Hashan B'Shabba, that we're going to split the year up equally, that 12 divided by 4 equally, so it's going to be every 3 months. Let's continue with the words of the Gemara. Dimotrein Yarchin B'chad Zimna. Maybe 2 months in one is going to be one time. Vidal Yarchin B'chad Zimna, and 4 months another one time. Bez Yarchin B'chad Zimna, another one is going to be 2 months, B'chul, etc. And as Tais explains, given the Hachiru, since that's the way, we don't know where to learn out from, because the Lesson of the Melech Makam Shiach Lishayna Dabba, as the year says, Shiyia, Shava, that you can't learn out from somewhere where you don't have an exact number, because it's not necessarily precise. Lahachi alfin b'bater rechem, never read what's clear and cut from the b'bater rechem, which once a year. To the next day, the master begins the words of the Gemara. My taima, what's the reason? Gabi kahanam deku kaivid by kahanam, that when there's a heaviness, which is once every 30 days, so too is it going to be the halacha over here by the nazoil. So Tais from Tefi can say, wait a second, Tais can take a second look. It says for kahanam atzban, this that you learn from kahanam itself, they themselves yafin them, as the Gemara brings the taima of yizayim and out mistam nazir. It says peda gzer shaba mekilu nachzal shashim yom, that you light it once every 30 days. Vemkin, if that's the case, nailed nazir mistam nazir. You should learn that straight. Now, Noz Olam B'Kahan, which can learn from Nazir, should learn Noz Olam straight from Stav Nazir, Davish Lashmah, which is 30 days. V'Shem Tess says, but Kitzei is Lom Estab Le'lum and Kedushas Olam and Kedushas Shah. It's not logical for the Gemara to say that you learn not something that's an eternal sanctity, which is Noz Olam, from that which is a temporary Kedusha, which is a regular Nazir. So you can't learn that from there. L'Ochay Yolch Mekam, therefore Lom B'Kahanim. Avgav Zolom and Lom, although you're learning about something that learns about something else, but Mishum Dekan Nam Kedusha Olam Hab, it's not considered an unnecessary step, because no, Kahuna is an eternal sanctity. And okay, there there's a Gzeir Shav, that it's going to be 30 days. There was another Olam, can learn from there. There's going to be lightning load once every 30 days. The next day, Master begins with the words, if it's once a week, so what's the difference between Avisham and his brothers? You've seen all princes cut their hair once a week. Which Taisa says, what Taisa says, and if you're going to say, Taisa asks us to take a second look. It says, B'name of the Ikim and the Karbanas. Maybe you're going to say the difference between them is Karbanas. Do maybe like him. Yeah, they're all taking haircuts, but yes, he has to bring a carbon, like we said, every time he lightens the load. Says, but you can say this is what the Gemara is saying. What's in between him and his brothers regarding the actual hair cutting? Because the Kamakra, because it sounds like in the Pasuk that it says, there was at the end of the days, he finally took a haircut, which the Gemara says, Mashma de Betekalach, it sounds like his cutting was delayed. It's not delayed, they all take once a week. The next test begins the words, the Gemara, Hani Mem Shon Lamai. These 40 years that it says, as we said on the bottom of the previous daf, that at the end of the 40 years is when Avshalom went to do this. So, Pidush, in other words, the Lekel Mem Lemen Shon Lamachas Beis David would seem logical. Okay, the end of the 40 years of David's reign, because that's the Tumah, Avshalom is trying to rebel against David, but it's not true, because you can't say to Azmar Avshalom, that's when Avshalom rebelled, because Damash Makroy, the Pasuk sounds like, the David Melech, who only ruled 40 years, he actually ended up ruling another 5 years after this story. You have Gimel Sharab, the 3 years of famine, Vechat Shaman Yisrael, one that he by mistake, counted the Jewish people, Vechat Shaman Mishmogas, and one that he went and appointed the different groups of the Ganim. So it can't be 40 years from that. Shana the Gemara answers, turn it to words of the Gemara, Mikitz Mem Shana Shasholam Lahem Melech. after it's with the end of the 40 years that they requested a king, as Tosek explains, Shamar b'Malach Shalom, where they rebelled against the king of the world, which is Hashem. So Tol Merid Esav Shalom. So the pasuk suspends, depends the rebellion of Shalom, which against a flesh and blood king, b'Shelasam LaMelech, when they requested a king, which is a rebellion against the Malkus Shalom. As contained with the words of the Gemara, Shoyishnas Es L'Shmo, which this was the 10th year. When did they make this request? For the 10th year of Shmuel's reign. Now, Ubechatzi Yudal of Heman Melech. Now, so that's when they made the request. Halfway through the 11th year is when he appointed a king that is Shalom Melech, Ubechatzi Yudal, and then he ruled the half of the 11th year, Ubechon, and another 2 years. Hari Dalcham Lashel, so it's 4 years from when they made the request. Ubechilsal Medvav, Lamachas Bezdavin, and then in the beginning of the 36th year from the reign of Dovin, Hishnas Mem Lashela, that's 40 years from when they made the request. Vachkach Marad Avsham, and then Avsham rebelled. And that year was a year of famine. Begam Shnas Mem Lashel was also the 40th year from when they made the request. And the Gear says Lafizeh. According to this, says Taisus Morad B'Tchil Shnas Mem Lashel. It's really that he rebelled against David in the beginning of the 40th year of the request. It's not really the end of the 40 years, meaning it's the end of 40 years, but not in the end of that year, but it's the beginning of that year. Connect Taisus Master because it begins with the words of the Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shleish Miyim. A non-specific Nazir is 30 days, as Taisus says. Begamar Mefarash Time, as the Gemara goes right in to explain the reason for this. Connect Taisus Master begins with the Gemara by Pado Amar. He says the reason why we get this number is connected Nazir is born by Torah, which is the correlates to the amount of times it says Nazir in the parasha of Nazir. Shein Lamet Chas Achas, which is 29 times. Pidush, as Tosfos explains, Ksuv meParshas Nazir, that are written in Parshas Nazir, connect them and correlate them. Moishach, it extends as a continuum base. Stam Nazirus Chaptes Yam, a non-specific Nazirus is for 29 days. Now says Tosfos, I've got the Tems of Shleishim. Even though you actually end up finding there's 30 times the word Nazir, Shata Yerdum and Yonim, when you actually go and count them, Yeshlemet Tosfos, what you can say is the Nazir Lekavarishim. One of the Psukim of there's going to be a Nazir of God on his head. Lovim Yonim, that's not from the counting of Nazirus to Lashon Kesser. Actually, translation Nazir also means a crown. Ketikam Minan Kalila, like the Targum translates with a crown. Therefore, that's not counted. It's only 29, not 30.